AC, go ahead.
Yeah. First of all, this is not a court of law, and we don't know the context under which Mr. Martin argued before the court in Texas. And that is totally irrelevant to what we're dealing with. The fact of the matter is, and the simple fact of the matter is, that this governing board of Pacifica gave directions. We had representatives on that board from KPFT. They knew what the resolutions were. They knew exactly what it was, and they had an obligation to take it back to the local board. And I don't regard that as a legitimate excuse, the fact that Mr. Martin is claiming that the board didn't get notified. That's absurd. And the other thing is that what we are really dealing with here is a violation of the governing board at Pacifica, which gave explicit instructions as to what the board and KPFT was to do. And there are no, I don't know of any, and I'd like to have maybe the lawyer to rule on that question. I don't know of anything that's not under the foundation that has govern and rule over the board itself, other than the California law. Or I don't know anything that does that. And I don't think any of us know anything that does that. So the question before this board is what happened to that the LSB in Texas did not carry out the directive of this board. That is the central question. Everything else is camouflage. And so I think that we need to address that particular question. And because there was a contempt, there was a violation of the bylaws, I think is admitted. And therefore, we have an obligation on this board. And I don't accept the potential threat of a lawsuit, because there's many of us could bring lawsuits if this board does not carry out its duties under the bylaw. You know I would be one. So the question is that when are we going to get to the central issue? And that is the violation of the bylaws that took place on two separate occasions. The notion that you decided to have another election, that was in defiance of the directive of the board to do that. Michael has lost the election with a new election. Apparently somebody must have known that. And how is it that within a period of less than 2 weeks he could have 10 votes and there was a tie, and yet with less than 2 weeks he loses every one of those votes? And what happened there? Of course, that issue there is not totally the issue here. The issue here is the violation.
Thank you.
In the bylaws. And I would like to reserve a motion to address this question after this discussion.
Thank you. I wanted to give our foundation counsel a chance to shed some light on this.
First of all, it seems to me that AC is right, okay? Now, I've listened to what Mike Martin says, and I think that his legal analysis and advice are correct, okay, that there is a potential issue. But what you have here is a conflict between two decisions, both of which have merit. I will repeat, the National Board decision was a binding decision, and the National Board is the highest authority within Pacifica. So the KPFT-LSB, regardless of its disagreement with the National Board's decision, and even assuming that the KPFT-LSB is correct, okay? Assume that the KPFT-LSB is correct. That does not give it the right to disobey the National Board. I mean, I don't want to make this into a kind of issue of power and dictatorship, but if people can disregard the National Board's decisions when they disagree with them, regardless of the reason, then we have no organization and no structure. So it appears to me that what the LSB delegate meeting in Houston should have done was do the coin flip first, and secondly, deal with Michael's complaint. If Michael won the coin flip, I assume he'd withdraw the complaint, and then the concern about going to court is moot. If Michael lost the coin flip, then he might want to continue the complaint, and then the LSB would have to make whatever judgments it wanted to make on the merits of Michael's complaint. But in order to have some kind of integrity in our structure, the National Board's directives, right or wrong, need to be followed, and then other actions can take place.
Next on the stack was Grace, then Jack, then Lisa, then Bonnie, then Evelyn, then Yosh, then George.
And we have about 2 minutes to do it then. So let's set up, is there anybody who wants to extend time for this whole topic?
I move that we extend time for 10 minutes.
Okay, there's a motion to extend time for 10 minutes on this whole topic.
Second.
Okay, they've been seconded. Any objections to extending time for 10 minutes on this whole subject matter? Okay, so we're 10 minutes.
Excuse me.
Next is Grace.
There are objections to extending time.
Okay, there's an objection to extend time. Would you please take the... okay, those who want to extend time, please raise hand. Extend time for discussion.
All right.
No, can't vote.
I promised I wasn't going to vote.
Eight. Those who are opposed to extending time.
Nine.
Those who are opposed to extending time.
Seven.
All right. So time is extended for 10 more minutes.
Point of order.
Point of order.
It takes two-thirds vote to extend time.
Oh, it takes two-thirds, so it fails. That's right. Okay. So what we do is we go directly to the issue of...
There was still 2 minutes when I was recognized on this agenda item.
Okay, let's do this.
So
that's correct. Okay, so Grace will speak for... she'll be the last person speaking, and then after that we'll go. Go ahead, Grace.
I'd like to say that, in my opinion... First of all, I don't fully understand this issue, and I don't feel that I have the ability. It's a complicated issue. It's an important issue because it's the seating of a board member who is going to be integral to the decisions of this board for the next year. It's not a light matter. That's the first thing. The second thing is, it's my opinion that this board has a conflict of interest and should not have any jurisdiction over any election anywhere. It was the old board, not this board. The old board, every one of the people on the old board that made that decision at 2 o'clock in the morning, the eight people, was up for re-election for this board. Therefore, they had a conflict
That's
of interest and should not make any decision about any election anywhere. That's why the bylaws take the decision-making power of elections away from the Pacifica National Board, and that's why we're having so much legal trouble, because we don't have a proper mechanism in this organization to deal with the creation of the board itself. The creation of the board itself is dictated by the bylaws and is kind of the first step before the construction of the board. So the board can't be self-creating. There has to be some senior mechanism that makes decisions about how the board is created. Therefore, it is not proper for the Pacifica National Board to interfere with elections in any way. There's a flaw here. It's a difficult flaw. I think it's an important legal issue. The prior board has interfered with elections. It's not helpful, and it's generating lawsuits. So I think that, unfortunately, we're going to have to spend the time to iron this out. I object to not taking more time on this because I don't feel that I understand this particular issue well enough to vote. And I'm sure there are other people here who are equally confused as I am.
No. Thank you. That's it. So the debate is closed. So there's no motion here.
Point of order, please. I'd like to move. I am one of those people who would like more time in order to understand it, and I'd like to move to extend and take another vote, considering
please,
Grace's argument.
Please state
argument.
Your name. So
I'm sorry, Carolyn Burden, and I'd like to move to extend for 10 minutes after considering Grace's argument.
That was just a motion that was defeated just a minute ago, second ago.
Yes, and considering the new arguments brought by Grace Aaron, I'd like to reconsider and open it to consider for another 10 minutes.
All right, there's a motion to extend time for 10 minutes. Is there any second to that?
Second.
Okay, there's a motion, second. Is there any objection to extending time for 10 minutes? There is objection to it. Please, all those who are in favor of extending time, raise your hands.
Same motion.
Okay. Those who are opposed, extending time for 10 minutes?
It's out of order.
Oh, it's already done before, so anyway. So the time is up, so the time is not extended.
I'd like to
so all we have to do now is
there's
member. It's not, what?
I'd like to move as a substitute motion that we seat George Ryder as a member of this body.
It's not in order right now. So what's in order here is just we are debating this issue, coin toss. This is, all right, just a second here. Hold it. Everybody please chill out just a little bit. The only motion we have here is the resolution that was passed by Pacifica National Board, and that was about the coin toss. In the absence of any other motion that either rescinds it or does something else to that motion, would not be entertained at this time. It would be considered out of order.
I move the implementation of that motion.
Thank you.
Second.
Second. So there is a motion to implement the resolution passed by the Pacific National Board. It's been seconded. All those in favor?
Hold it.
You can't use it. Hold it.
George, I'll have to. I, as a chair, would have to, if we do not properly respect our the people who share here, I think you would have to either excuse yourself or the body will have to take some action there to take care of that. So I appreciate your ideas and thoughts, and I think we have extended tremendous amount of courtesy
for
both of the candidates to be sitting on the table. I think it would have been wise for us to excuse both of you candidates to be out there so we can discuss it in a fair manner. So I would respect you if you please do not interfere with the proper functioning of this body here at this time.
Point of information, sir?
Go ahead. What's your point of information?
From hearing the arguments, I thought you said this motion was already passed, that we're getting ready to implement.
Just to implement that. That means just the coin toss proceeds the way the resolution stated.
Oh, I thought we were getting ready to vote on it.
That's all. And we don't even need that really motion, but it's there, and we can vote on it. We just go directly to it. We just go ahead and proceed directly to the coin toss. That's
it. Just the coin, right?
Yeah. What we do is
we could also consider a motion to rescind the original motion.
Each member can pick a person that they think is a fair person that will flip the coin toss and take a look at the coin.
Is a motion to rescind in order?
Take a look at the coin, see though it's not a double-headed coin, and find a person here who think is a fair person and flip a coin, and then that will end the debate.
Point of order.
There's our election supervisor.
There's nothing.
Point of order.
Go ahead.
I wanted to know, Evelyn had moved to rescind, and you said she was out of order, and I want to know the basis.
If Evelyn had the motion, she didn't have a motion. You have a motion
to
rescind?
She moved to rescind.
That's what I
asked. Okay, there's a motion to rescind.
Seat George. She moved to seat George.
Just a second. No, that's okay. If she has a motion to rescind the previously adopted resolution,
fine.
And if there's a second to that.
It fails for lack of a second.
It does not.
Just a second. Hold it. Is there any second to that, to rescind the previously adopted resolution by the
second.
Board?
Second.
Okay. All right. So there's it. So what we do is now we have to open up a debate for it. And let's limit the time, 2-4, 2-against. We have seen most of the arguments regarding this matter. So let's limit it to some reasonable time. Somebody has a motion to...
Can I call the question so we move on?
Okay, call the question.
I'll call the question.
Thank you very much. The question has been called. Is there any reason to not stop debate?
No.
Any objection to ending debate? No objection to ending debate.
What are we voting on?
Rescinding the previously adopted motion by the board.
Yes.
That motion is... Whereas the Pacifica bylaws require that elections for LSB staff directors be conducted by instant runoff voting, and whereas in the 2008 election for KPFT staff director, Article 15, Section B of the Pacifica bylaws, which provides for IRB voting regarding resolution of the votes, was not followed, whereas the result of the 2008 KPFT staff director election violated the bylaws in the method used to determine the winner, and whereas the motion passed by the PNB was not complied with in the designated time frame. The motion passed by the PNB calls for no other resolution or action by the KPFT Delegate Assembly other than the tie-breaking coin toss. In the event the tie-breaking coin toss does not occur by Tuesday, January 22nd, both candidates will attend the PNB meeting where the coin toss will take place at the in-person meeting, and the KPFT PNB staff director shall not be seated until said coin toss is completed. So this resolution here, the newly introduced resolution, was to rescind this motion by the board. And let's take a roll call on that. Let's take a show of hands. I think that will do it.
I think roll call would be great.
Okay, she wants a roll call. Madam Secretary, would you take a roll call? Or those who are in favor of rescinding this previously adopted motion with the Pacific National Board? And please go ahead and go around this way and take down the names. And please state your name when you so vote.
Yoshi Amanaka, yes.
Mike Martin, yes.
What are we voting on now?
Rescinding this previously adopted motion.
No.
That was Margaret
Prescott.
Thank you.
Ifeo Wangaza, no.
No, Asa Bird.
No, Ambrose Lane.
Bob Lederer, no.
Nia Betty-Alcold, no. Lisa Davis, no.
Rob Robinson, no.
Wendy Schrell, yes.
Carolyn Burden, yes.
Grace Aaron, yes.
Joe Gonzalez abstain.
Evelyn Bethune, yes.
Jack Van Aken, no.
Sherry Gendelman, no.
Bonnie Simmons, no.
Madam Secretary, so what's the vote? How many yes, how many no? It takes 2/3 to rescind this motion.
There are 6 yes. 10 no and 1 abstain.
Thank you very much. The motion is defeated, and so we immediately proceed to the coin toss.
Point of order.
Mr.
Chair. You're starting an election which has been rescinded by the
please.
Local board.
All right. Now, let's. This board can pick somebody who thinks. Person here. Huh? What's that? You can?
No.
All right.
I do not recognize. This coin toss and
we have our election supervisor. We have our national
board.
Election supervisor, and he can come here. Come forward, please. And let's take a look at the coin you have here. Let's see what you have. I just want to make sure that it's all right. So the coin toss will occur in front of the whole board here, and our national election supervisor has a coin that appears to me to be one-headed coin, and I think that will do the trick. So, let it land on the floor. Okay.
Wait.
Mr. George Ritter and Michael Woodson. Pick whether you like head or tail, whatever you like.
Eagles.
He like eagle.
Is
Michael
Woodson.
Tail.
How about you?
Is that
there's
head
only
tail?
One side left.
That's tails? Great. I'll take heads. I'm
does
sorry.
I don't recognize
the result
before
of this
start,
toss, but he's got
start.
Tails.
He would like the eagle side of it. That's the tail side of it.
Tail.
Right.
That means
he wins. All right. So it's clear now, right? Okay. Everybody clear?
Say it again.
All right. Just a second here. Hold it. Michael Woodson takes the eagle side of the tails of the...
Just say tail.
Good, tail. Please go ahead and flip the coin and let it land on the ground.
It's so drawn out. This is unbelievable.
Congratulations, Mr. Ryder.
Thank you. That's it. Mr. Ryder is seated, and Michael Woodson, thank you for being here, and thank you for raising the question. All right.
I appeal the decision of the chair.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, and congratulations, and welcome to the board.